Blog Talk Radio.
Buenas noches. Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. Brought to you by sponsor Time to Learn Academy's Help Forward program. Website URL or link is easysite.com/A Time to Learn. I am Charlene, your hostess. You're welcome here to this religious-themed broadcast where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and family households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version, as I will help you to understand its meaning as I read it aloud. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher. Now, today's read-along will be the conclusion of 2 Kings. So we'll start our discussion or read along with chapter 25, beginning with verse 21 through conclusion. And you may want to have a notebook and pencil handy for some notes of 1 and 2 Kings. I'm going to do a summary of the two chapters. Or two books, 1 and 2 Kings. The New Monday Show believes in God, the maker of heaven and earth. It is He from whom all thoughts of truth proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind, and His name is Jesus. Others may refer to Him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. Your donations help to maintain online and offline programs and services, such as job coaching and employment services, and other help-forward programs for new and existing middle-income family households. Shop Avon with me locally or online at youravon.com/Charlene Stevens. Available 24/7. Phone ordering and customer care is available Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sell Avon with one of my sales teams, sales development team, or Ethnic Prize sales rep team. Startup kits are affordable and available at startyouravon.com. Youravon.com. Use reference code Charlene Stevens with no space in between. All right. Now for community announcements. Happy birthday to Dave Chappelle. Tomorrow is we remember Aaliyah, and it's Blair Underwood, Blake Lively, Sean Connery, Walter Williams, one of the OJ singers, Billy Ray Cyrus, and Cameron's birthday. It's also the new season of A Time to Learn tweet show at channel @A Time to Learn. Wednesday is Women's Equality Day, National Dog Day, and it's Kiki Palmer, Valerie Simpson, Melissa McCarthy, Chris Pine, Macaulay Culkin, Dave Chappelle. No, sorry. It's not Dave Chappelle's birthday. A few glitches here for our broadcast. And Marshall Thompson's birthday. So on Wednesday, we have Kiki Palmer, Valerie Simpson, Melissa McCarthy, Chris Pine, Macaulay Culkin Marshall Thompson of the Shy Lights birthday. Thursday is Global Forgiveness Day. And it's Yolanda Adams, Mario, birthday, and we remember Mother Teresa. Friday is Loretta Devine, State of Hawaii's birthday, new album release, Emotion by Carly Rae Jepsen, out now, Compton by Dr. Dre, in theaters, She's Funny That Way, and we remember Count Jazz Pianist Basie. Saturday, we remember Chuck Go-Go, Godfather Brown. And I believe it's also official Chuck Brown Day for Mayor of Washington, D.C. And we also remember Nicholas Ashford. Oh, boy. I do apologize. I would like to go over the birthdays again. For the 28th, we recall the March on Washington led by Minister Martin Luther King. We remember Emmett Till and Roxy Roker. In theaters is War Room. And it's Birdman, Leanne Rimes, Jason Priestley, and Shania Twain's birthday. Saturday, we remember Michael Jackson and Isabel Sanford. It's Marsha Ambrosius and Leah Michelle's birthday. Sunday is Omarosa and Cameron Diaz's birthday. TV special MTV. Video Music Awards, beginning at 9, 8 Central. I want to pause for a moment to update our calendar. Okay. Now for celebrity deeds. LeBron James has partnered with Ohio's University of Akron to provide 4-year scholarships to students who completed his I Promise program. Currently, 1,100 middle and high schoolers are enrolled in his hometown's academic network. What a great deed. Shakira will voice a world-famous pop star named Gazelle in the Disney flick Zootopia, which is due out on March 4th of 2016. Miley Cyrus, Amy Schumer, and Tracy Morgan will be the first three hosts of Saturday Night Live's 41st season. The iconic sketch show kicks off on October the 3rd. Billy Joel's wife, Alexis Roderick, gave birth to Della Rose on August the 12th. The singer and the equestrian wed on July 4th, Independence Day. So congratulations to them as well. And this week also is Remember Hurricane Katrina and our citizens. From the 23rd, which was yesterday, through, I believe, the 31st, we are giving honor and tribute to the citizens affected by Hurricane Katrina. Then we also have them in our prayers box. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrity, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self in your unique household. Take a deep breath. And slowly exhale. Exhale out all the negativity, all that negative junk of the weekend, of today, or of what you may have to do this evening. The meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I'm becoming all that I can be. All children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Very good. Now for our last family-friendly entertainment news, Dancing with the Stars Season 21 has revealed their first celebrity, who will be a contestant, Bindi Irwin. It was announced today on ABC Network Channel. All right. My prayer. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my listeners to be endured forever within their unique household, upon generation. In Jesus' name, my soul says amen. Now, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah for believers who use it include the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be from 2 Kings chapter 25, beginning with verse 21 through conclusion, and then we will continue with our notes summary of 1st and 2nd Kings. All right? Audience, family, let's begin. Verse 21 of 2nd Kings, chapter 25. And the king of Babylon smote them and slew them at Riblah, in the land of Hamath. So Judah was carried away out of the land. And as for the people that remained in the land of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had left, even over them he made Gedaliah. G-E-D-A-L-I-A-H, Gedaliah. The son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, ruler, made him ruler. And when all the captains of the armies, they and their men, heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah governor, there came to Gedaliah to Mizpah, even Ish Mael, the son of Nethaniah, and Johanan, the son of Kareah, and Seraiah, the son of Tanhumeth, the Netophite, and Jaaznai, the son of Maathith, they and their men. And Gedaliah sware to them and to their men, and said unto them, fear not to be the servants of the Chaldees. Dwell in the land, and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be with you. But it came to pass, in the seventh month, seven is the biblical meaning of completion, which means nothing needs to be added. Everything should be perfect, perfection, okay? That Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishamah, of the seed royal, came, and 10 men with him, and smote Gedaliah, that he died, and the Jews and the Chaldees that were with him at Mizpah, and all the people, both small and great, and the captains of the armies arose and came to Egypt, for they were afraid of the Chaldees. And it came to pass in the 7th and 30th year of the captivity of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, in the 12th month, on the 7th and 20th day, the 27th day of the month, that Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, in the year that he began to reign, did lift up the head of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, out of prison. And he spake kindly to him, and set his throne above the throne of the kings that were with him in Babylon, and changed his prison garments, and he did eat bread continually before him all the days of his life. And our last verse of 2 Kings, verse 30, and his allowance was a continual allowance given him of the king, a daily rate, not a monthly rate, but a daily rate for every day, all the days of his life. So he had a lifelong blessing. And this is the first time, I believe, that we've ever heard of such financial blessing for anyone within the Old Testament. So I want to repeat that verse again, because that may be a blessing to someone to know that it is possible. It is possible that God can bless people ongoing for a lifetime. And his allowance was a continual allowance given him of the king, a daily rate. Sometimes you hear people getting a lump sum of money, or they can get money annually until he exhausts the lump sum. But this king not only blessed him, but he had discipline enough to bless him on a daily basis. Amen? Not just on a bi-weekly basis or weekly basis, like some people get paid every Friday or every 2 weeks or even a monthly basis. No, this particular king had discipline, and he blessed this other king on a daily basis. Amen? So God can bless us on a daily basis, a continual basis throughout our lifetime, which means, amen, that we don't always have to go through hellish ways or trials and tribulations financially, as so many preachers have expressed, or so many religious leaders have expressed. There are times, amen, that God will bless individuals on a continuous basis throughout their lifetime. Amen? We always talk about blessings and being blessed, but before you can get your blessings, you got to go through the test and you got to go through your trials and tribulations. Well, here we have it, folks, right here in verse 30. A final way, a perfect way to complete the completion of the two books of Kings of leadership. By expressing and saying that a person can be blessed on a daily basis, amen, without the trials and tribulations, without the tests that so many religious leaders will often comment. You got to go through your tests. You got to go through the trials and tribulations. All your days can't be perfect. How many of us have heard that? Amen? Well, this particular person was blessed. He was in prison, got out of those prison clothes, and was blessed every day of his life financially. So thus ends the reading of God's words. We're going to continue right now with the two books of the Kings of leadership, of leading morally and following God's way of doing things. I believe that we have I truly believe that we have learned a lot about how we are supposed to conduct ourselves as leaders, as supervisors, as managers. Amen? And we can always review the Second Kings. You can always review the Second Kings or the First Kings to find out what are the godly ways of supervising or overseeing people, communities, nations. Amen? We're going to continue with the First Chronicles. As it implies, Chronicles is simply, again, journaling accounts of community groupings, people within the communities, etc. Okay? So that we'll have two books of the Chronicles as well. And those of you that are participating in the e-learning course, I hope that you completed your assignments for week 1 and week 2. Week 3 will begin on Wednesday, the 26th. All right? So, in our last 6 minutes, let's review the two books of Kings. Now, in 1 Kings, the important people were Solomon. King Solomon, remember him? The king that was so wise. Why? Because he asked in sincerity to God to lead him in an upright manner to be the leader of his community. And so what did he ask for? What did he pray for continuously? Was for wisdom, not knowledge, because there is a difference between knowledge and wisdom. Okay, and God blessed him to the point where he was wiser than any king, any leader that we'll ever have. Then we have King David. Lord, 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 didn't David go through a lot under following the directions of that wicked leader? He learned a lot, but on a daily basis, he was threatened. Saul wanted to kill him on a daily basis. Now, we have a prisoner who got out of prison and was blessed on a daily basis. Then we have David, who was trying to become a leader, who was threatened of his life on a daily basis. Then we have Jezebel and Baal. Okay? So in 1 Kings, we had David's death. Adonijah was a son of David who wanted to be king. Nathan was David's prophet. Solomon followed in his father's upbringing. He obeyed God. God came to him in a dream and asked, "What would you like me to give to you?" And all that Solomon asked for was what? Wisdom. Wisdom to guide his people. And there were two prostitutes that came to King Solomon. Both had delivered children, but one had died and one was switched or exchanged to the other prostitute. And there was only one baby to be given. And they wanted King Solomon to determine custody of the child. And King Solomon told the guard to kill the baby and give half of his body to each. And the true mother came forth and said, "No, give me the baby. Give the baby to the other woman." And King Solomon knew who the real parent was by the heartbreak of the mother. Solomon believed in education. He studied plants and animals. He built the great temples. It took many years to build a temple. You didn't just build a temple in 6 months back in the day. It took years. And elaborate kingdoms did he build. And that kingdom that he had, it took about 13 years to build. How many of us, audience family, are faithful enough to be consistent in a task for 13 years? That's something like a progression of educational experience. We think, well, okay, if we want a master's, then we're going to have to go to school for this amount of time. And if we equivalent all of the time that we were participating in educational experience, 13 years, 16 years, 18 years, some people 22 years to become a doctor, huh? Beginning from kindergarten through your doctorate. But King Solomon wanted to build a kingdom to God. And it took 13 years, folks, for it to be built. And the Queen of Sheba visited King Solomon. God told King Solomon not to intermarry people that didn't believe in the same beliefs that he had or that his community had. But he did so anyway. He married some foreign women. He had 700 royal wives and 300 concubines. Jezebel. We call Jezebel's spirit the spirit of seduction, spirit of disobedience. Anything not pleasing to God, manipulating spirit, witchcraft, morally unrestrained woman. Jezebel leadership has an evil desire or spirit of perversion in their hearts. It festers when saints do not walk in their divine plan by God. Second Kings, God's true prophet could divide the waters. There were only two prophets who ascended to heaven without dying, and that was Enoch and Elijah. Elisha wanted to be Elijah's heir. Elisha wanted and requested to Elijah a double portion of his spirit. In those times, the heir of the father, particularly the oldest son, was given two times as much as all of the other sons. Amen? So that concludes our discussions. The mason's ability to complete the foundation, the work on the temple, also occurred in 2 Kings. So now, amen, to the one who keeps us from going astray, we thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do, and the God of peace shall be with you.